What to do about short-term vacation rentals? It's a question in many cities and communities in different parts of the world, and certainly a contentious issue here in Hawaii. Yesterday, the Honolulu City Council appeared set to vote on new rules for Oahu, spent much of the day in debate, but last night, the vote was delayed. HPR's Ryan Finnerty was down at the council meeting and is here with an update. And Ryan, another active discussion.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. These are always very emotional events whenever the city council or the planning commission has a hearing on this. Very emotional from both sides of the issue as well, both for and against short-term rentals. Yesterday was kind of different in the sense that confusion was maybe the most prevailing emotion. There were two bills that the city council was looking at. They've gone through several different revisions over the past 6 months or so, and we've had well over a dozen versions of these two bills together, and they were coming very quickly. The council was really trying to move forward on this, coming out of the legislative session when some tax legislation was passed on short-term rentals. And you could tell even some of the lawmakers at Honolulu Hale couldn't keep up with the different versions. They were having to decide which of several different versions to advance, which ones to leave by the wayside. And that was really the case for a lot of the people who showed up to offer comments, including for Jenny Kono. She's a Kahala resident and manages legal vacation rentals.
And I don't think it's fair that the council are proposing all these amendments at the last second, as late as this morning, and are going to be voting on them today. If there are laws that are going to affect people's lives, the citizens whose lives will be affected need to know about it, and they need to be able to have time to come here and testify about it.
And she was obviously against strict regulation on vacation rentals, but that kind of sentiment was the case for people on both sides of the issue yesterday. Just a lot of confusion in general and anger and kind of feeling upset with the lawmakers for how the process was handled. One of the other big sources of frustration is that Oahu is really the last island, the last county to kind of make movement on this issue. The other counties besides the city and county on Honolulu have been moving to change the way they regulate vacation rentals. And Oahu's situation has really been kind of difficult. And so there were these two bills that were under consideration. One was very restrictive and one was less so. The bill that was a little bit less so is numbered 89, and it originated from Mayor Kirk Caldwell, Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell, and his Department of Permitting and Planning. They did months and months of public hearings, consulted with outside members or independent members of the Honolulu Planning Commission, who gave a lot of feedback and put together this bill that was meant to be a compromise and sort of give both sides something, leave everybody not quite happy, but try and move forward.
That sense, you know, you talked about the confusion there. And again, this has been going on for some time. It's not like everybody showed up yesterday and there were some changes. And yet, in terms of the bills themselves, there's confusion about what was in there.
Yeah. And I think for me, I've been following this for about a year now, and I'm kind of confused by it still. We started with these two bills that were pretty different. One was that compromise bill we talked about from the mayor. The other came from Councilmember Ron Manor, and that was number 85. And that was seen as much more hard line. It would not have allowed any vacation rentals, short-term rentals outside of Waikiki and resort areas. It would allow neighbors to sue their neighbors that are operating illegal rentals. And what's happened over the past several months since the council got these bills is that they've gradually become more and more similar as council members have adjusted the language to fit their own feelings and their own proclivities. And what we were left with was two bills that weren't all that different. 89 would have allowed for some vacation rentals outside of the resort areas, not a ton, about 1,700 island-wide, and it's estimated there's anywhere between 10 and 20,000 right now, so still a pretty significant reduction. But the bills became very similar, and I think that was part of the reason people were so confused, as there was cross-pollination between the two. But a lot of people did show up to voice support for one or the other, or neither was very common. Governor Neil Abercrombie, former Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie, addressed the council yesterday as a private citizen, and he supported the more hardline measure.
Let me tell you, there are law firms in this city, in this state right now, that are going to probably be put on retainer. They are going to be able to massacre any individual that tries to raise any issue of violation, anything that's taken up by the Department of Planning at this particular time. There's going to be an explosion of illegal rentals going on despite the best efforts of Bill 89. We are on the edge of an explosion of illegal rentals that are going to take place if we allow this to go forward. I plead with you. I know your intentions are good. I know your intentions are valuable. Pass Bill 85, and if not defeating Bill 89, take Bill 89 back to committee. I don't think 89 is going to enable us to be able to meet the kind of standard of enforcement that I think we all intend to have.
So former Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie there, obviously advocating for a tougher stance on short-term rentals. Part of the reason, Bill, that these two bills became so similar is that there have been some court decisions in other cities in the country in recent months that have set legal precedents for how cities and states can regulate this industry. So both bills have been tweaked to incorporate that. Provisions have been borrowed from one or the other. So there was still that confusion. You just kind of heard Governor Abercrombie there saying he liked one more than the other. Maybe the other one needed tweaking. But opponents of restricting short-term rentals hate both of these bills. They were originally more open to 89, the compromise bill, but it's sort of moved more towards the crackdown side of the spectrum. And they're really, really against both of these bills. A lot of them are business owners that are either managing properties or servicing vacation rental properties. One of those was Terry Lodge, who owns a small cleaning company called IRC Cleaning. They employ about 13 people, and he was pretty stark when he told council members how his business would be affected.
I go under. That's it. I go under, and so do most of the other small businesses that are here and not here. We all go under. I've spent the past year building my team at IRC Cleaning, promising futures, training leaders. I've gotten to know their kids, their spouses, their moms, and their dads. Not only do I get the pleasure of watching all of you sever their futures, I get to hang around and navigate the murky waters with the owners and hosts as they adjust their lives too. And what about the 10 additional staff that I intended to hire at IRC per year for the next 3 years? That's 30. Whether it's appreciated or not, everybody has benefited from TVUs. Admit it. Whether you want to admit it, whether you like it or not, everybody has benefited in one way or the other. The future of this island's economic growth was in your hands. Now its demise and failure lie solely on you.
Terry Lodge's assertion there being that this industry, short-term rentals, have been a big growth sector of Hawaii's economy and that everybody benefits from that certainly could be disputed by people on the other side. But he told me, Terry, that 85% of his business comes from short-term rentals. They do some other work with schools and construction sites, but so that would really be disastrous for them if there was a big crackdown. And he mentioned those murky waters. That's kind of a nod to the fact that neither one of these bills has much in the way of enforcement provisions.
And that's one of the keys to come back to. I mean, you mentioned figures earlier, but we don't even know how many illegal rentals. The estimate's 10 to 20,000.
Yeah, it depends on
who's doing the counting. Yeah. Right. But the idea that this is a force already here in the community and it exists. And so if you're the council members at this point, what's the starting point that they go back to committee to talk about?
Really hard to say, Bill. I don't envy them at all because there are no good solutions here if they're trying to serve the best interests of the most people, which is what you would want. I mean, one study from Expedia Group, which owns several short-term rental booking platforms, said this is a $1.2 billion industry on Oahu. 7,000 jobs could be lost from these bills, they estimate. Obviously, they have skin in the game, but it's going to be really hard for lawmakers to find something that works for everybody. And Mayor Caldwell acknowledged that when he kind of presented this compromise bill originally, saying that there are no solutions that will satisfy everybody. And I think that is going to have to be there. They're going to have to sort of swallow the bitter pill and accept that they're going to make a lot of people angry no matter what they do.
We'll see what comes next. And Ryan, you'll be on that story.
Sure will.
Thanks very much,
Bill.
Ryan Finnerty, you can find more on Ryan's coverage on this story and more at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.